Audiencia de habla inglesa. Maritere Villafuerte, good afternoon. This is a summary of the most relevant information of Querétaro, Mexico and the world for our English-speaking audience. Maritere.
Hello, Luis. Good afternoon and hello, Javiera. Hello, Querétaro. Today is Friday. Thank God it is a Friday and it is November the 9th of 2012. It is 1:11 time for some information in English. And after fierce debates between National Action Party deputies and leftist lawmakers, the lower house approved the labor reform bill on Thursday, sending it back to the Senate for yet another round of committees, discussions, additions and cuts. The bill was passed with 361 voters in favor and 129 against. Four articles previously modified by the Senate were approved, including the articles 364 and 365, which deal with the transparency of union rosters, and the 391 and 424, which establish the right to access information on collected labor contracts and unions' internal rules. With just 22 days until Enrique Peña Nieto assumes the Mexican presidency, Chamber of Deputies Political Coordinator Board Chairman Luis Alberto Villarreal said yesterday that if the president-elect chooses Congress as the location for his swearing-in ceremony, he's guaranteed a smooth process. His comments addressed anxieties related to Felipe Calderón's disastrous swearing ceremony in 2006. Governor Andrés Garnier Melo on Wednesday presented the land deed for the construction of a new global change of sustainability center in southeast Mexico. The new center will be specialized research institutes specialized in developing climate change and sustainability strategies. Granier Melo said that the center will foster scientific study throughout Mexico and provide new opportunities for future generations and position the state as both national and international authority on climate phenomena. Newly re-elected President Barack Obama has said the wealthy must pay more taxes under any political deal to avert a looming budget crisis. He said Congress must act against the so-called fiscal cliff, a package of tax rises and spending cuts due early next year. Mr. Obama said that he was inviting party leaders to the White House next week to discuss the issue. And Luis, today I want to take advantage of this space to tell you this is a composition by Daniela Ortiz and Alexa Sofía Estravillo. They are students from the primary school Instituto Santiago in San Juan del Río. They created this one poem about the planet, and if you let me, I'll read it out to you. Would you like to take care of our planet? If you do it, we can save it. Here are some ideas. Use